Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
3.2 million people, homes, businesses currently without power in Florida today as Hurricane Milton marches across central Florida, destroying homes, multiple tornado deaths reported in towns on the eastern coastline. Just absolute havoc if you're to look at any of the footage. Tommy Byrne from County Donegal is part of the Byrne Brothers Group. Tommy is with us on the line. Where are you talking to us from, Tommy, today?
Hi, I'm about 10 miles south of Disney in Orlando, right in the middle of Florida.
What's the current situation like, Tommy, there?
Everyone's waking up to devastation everywhere. We've been pretty lucky. Our house is fine. We lost some pool screens from our lanai. That's about it. Some bushes are down. But there's devastation all over Florida.
Yeah.
That's really unbelievable.
You're living there, Tommy, though, is that right at the moment?
Yeah, we came out here 7 years ago as a family band to play in Raglan Road in Disney Springs. And so the boys were the youngest ever cast members of Disney World. And so we did that for a while, and then we've been playing Irish music all over America since.
All over America. But you're based in Florida, really. It's Orlando that you live in.
Yeah.
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 Have you ever experienced anything like Hurricane Milton before?
Never. The noise from last night was something I'll never forget. It was like, and you hear them talking about it, that it's like a train coming at you, but it really is like a train blaring its horn and trying to burst your door down. It's really scary.
When did you first get word of the potential extent of Hurricane Milton, Tommy, before it actually made landfall yesterday? Like, what were authorities saying to those in the States?
It was a very strange one. It's because they have Florida hurricanes all the time, but everyone was saying that this one is different, and it made everybody nervous. People who are more experienced at hurricanes than us. So everybody just sat up and paid attention to this one, and it was very different experience.
It was due to head towards Tampa, isn't that right, really, originally? I know it hit Saratoga more so last night or further south of Tampa, but how much in the eye of the storm was Orlando due to be?
It hit us dead on at about 4 a.m. And it was just so scary watching it on the maps coming towards us, creeping towards us really slowly for hours, and just kept correcting its course. We'd go exactly at our house, and it came before 4 a.m. and it was really noisy, then it got kind of quiet, and then it got noisy again, and we were just really lucky.
What is that noise, Tommy? Is it the tornado? Is it just the wind and the havoc that comes with it, or what are you actually hearing?
It's like it's a constant howling noise. With the constant speeds up to like 90 miles an hour, and then it kind of picks up frequencies from things, I don't know, is it structures and it whistles at you, and like different high pitch, medium pitch, low pitch kind of screams, howling whistles like banshees or something.
That's what you're listening
to. Very hard to describe.
Yeah. So did you go to bed last night? I mean, when you say you heard this at 4 a.m, did you stay up all night or what did you do?
No, we went to bed about 12 because we knew we'd be up when we got closer. I was up at then at 3 and just watched it coming closer and closer. And the boys slept through it, thankfully.
Did they?
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
But we've a good house here. It's a good newish house. A few years old, so it's hurricane proof, hurricane windows, and we're well barricaded in.
It must be nerve wracking, you know, looking at, as you say, watching the maps and the tornado making its way across the map, and you know, in those final moments and hours before it comes to the area that you're in. I mean, there's got to be nothing you've experienced before at home in Donegal, Tommy.
Absolutely not, no, unbelievable. But we were lucky that it was only a Cat 1 when it came here. The other people up in the panhandle of that direction, they regularly get Category 5s, which is a totally different animal altogether. We experienced Michael about 6 years ago. We went driving through the day after Hurricane Michael, which is a force five, category five. And for miles and miles, every single tree was snapped in half.
And have you been outside today? Like, what's the extent of the damage even for your neighbours and the area around you?
A lot of debris in, all over the roads and streets and the gardens. Maybe we were lucky because we hit the eye of the storm that we didn't get it as bad as everybody else. We seem to be very lucky ones.
Really? But your home is okay and it's intact. I was just wondering when you mentioned it, what exactly do hurricane windows? I mean, they're obviously pretty smash-proof then by the sounds of it, are they? Yeah. But you're not... Go on ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, so the new houses in the last 15 years, they have to have these special windows that can take winds up to 130 miles an hour.
It's absolutely extraordinary. Ian is with us on the line, Tommy. Whereabouts are you today, Ian?
I'm on International Drive. It's staying in a hotel.
So you're there on holidays, I take it?
Yeah, we came last Saturday and we didn't know anything about another hurricane hitting. We had heard about the last one, Helena, knew nothing about it until we got here. And then suddenly we got up on Sunday and the weather wasn't great and Monday it wasn't great. We were thinking, hurricane coming. And then we actually had quite a good day on Tuesday. It was sort of the calm before the storm, as they say. And it was sunny with a bit of cloud. And would you believe my wife actually got a little bit sunburned because you didn't think that it was that nice.
It was going to be that, yeah.
And then suddenly, we were hearing, as with your other caller there, what they were saying over here on the local TV channels and everything else, that was that this was going to be a humdinger of a hurricane. And you were seeing it, and first of all, they started, and it was only going to be a Category 3. And then they were saying, no, because conditions, it was going to go up to Category 5. So when we were looking at all that, we were going, so we're in a hotel room, as you can well imagine. We decided we better get some food just in case everything goes, which we did. So we're stocked up with food. The one thing that we didn't want to happen, which we had no control over, if power goes, you've no air conditioning. Like, people think of light and TV and everything else like that. We would have powered up our phones and whatever, so we'd have had them for a while. But it's the air conditioning. Because it's so warm over here, now that is warm that a hurricane is coming in, as you can well imagine, but it's still very warm.
Think of that,
Your air conditioning goes and you're in a room, and it's happened with us before when the air conditioning was faulty. The heat is just unbelievable. So we were very lucky because we were looking at the TV. We were seeing it approach as your other caller was there. We're a little bit more north than he is. So he was getting probably a little bit more the eye of the storm than we were. But with us, a little bit more north of the eye of the storm is where you get the worst of the rainfall. And with us here, they were saying that we got 11 or 12 inches of rain just in a couple of hours.
It's Orlando that you're in, isn't it, Ian? That's where you're on holidays.
Oh, yeah. That's where we're on holidays.
Yeah, you're on. And when are you due to come home?
We're due to come home. We'll be back on Wednesday the 23rd. So we still have a little bit to go.
Yeah. Well, at least you'll get a little bit of a holiday in. Like, it's certainly a holiday you won't forget, Ian.
Oh, no. Well, would you believe I only retired a week ago, so this was my retirement holiday.
Oh, God.
So it's been a bit of a, I won't forget it in a long time.
No,
right.
definitely not. And just describe the scene, like in the hotel that you're in at the moment. I mean, are people, what, are they just all sitting around the foyer or the bar or are they in the rooms or what are people at?
Everybody's in your room. What was happening was, we come over here every year and we have only been in one other hurricane. That was Hurricane Matthew. And that bypassed Orlando. What we joked about was it was a bad day in Ireland, if you know what I mean, with a storm. And it wasn't really bad at all. But this one was something else. Like, the gusts of wind, just hearing it outside, your door banging and hoping that it wouldn't open. We had a towel down on the door just in case flooding. But they were on their phone. They work it out very well over here, because on the TV, if you still have power, on your phone, you get tornado results through it. And you have an alarm ringing on your phone to say, this is coming, and tornado alerts. And that's where a lot of people died, with tornadoes. A lot of houses and businesses were damaged with tornadoes. And that's really, that's at the forefront of the storm, of the hurricane. What? After that then comes the hurricane. We were getting flash flooding results because of nearly a foot of rain in only a couple of hours. You were getting the flash flooding results as well. So you were going constantly with these alarms, either coming off the TV or coming off.
That must be so frightening. I mean, listening to this hurricane alarm, you know, going off on your phone or on TV, and you're there sitting in your hotel room on holidays.
Oh, yeah. And like, as usual, my wife would just look at me and say, what's that about? And I'd just tell her. She wouldn't look at her phone, but I had to tell her from my phone.
You have to relay all the information. Casey is with us on the line as well, Ian. Casey, I believe you're on holidays at the moment too.
Yeah, we are.
Where are you based?
We're just outside International Drive, kind of near SeaWorld.
So you're in Orlando as well. When did you arrive?
We arrived Tuesday night.
So by the time you got to Florida, you probably had got word then of that this was coming.
Yeah, we kind of got word before we got on the plane and stuff. So as soon as we arrived, we went to a Target to kind of get supplies. And it was just empty. Like, there was no groceries and no bread, no milk. It was mad.
You weren't tempted to stay at home and not get on the plane when you heard it, or were you, like, was there any advice around that? Were people saying it was okay to go?
Yeah, everyone was saying it was okay to go, it was okay to fly. I think where we're staying in our accommodation, we're very lucky. We're on like a second floor apartment, so if there was flooding, we're very safe. And
what did you do last night when all this was happening?
I went to sleep.
Did you sleep through it?
Yeah, most of it. I didn't really hear much, or it was quite bad windy and rain, but it was kind of just like a bad storm at home. Like, I think I have seen worse at home.
So where you are, it wasn't too bad. But like, I just imagine it must have been terrifying listening to this and how empty the streets are, you know, in the lead up to yesterday evening. Just the warnings on TV.
Yeah, we did go for a drive now yesterday morning, and the roads were empty. There was like no people. So it's quite unusual to be quiet in Orlando, you know, near Disney World and stuff like that. But it was just bad rain, really.
When are you due home?
We aren't due home till the 21st. Okay. So we still have a bit to go.
You have a little, at least you'll get to enjoy, hopefully, some of the holiday. What about you, Dennis? Where are you today?
I'm in Lakeland, Florida, so a bit south of Orlando, and we were very.